Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, sometimes I take a look around and I wonder, and I wonder, and I wonder, and I wonder when we're going to try to do some things inside of our world on how we have to take a look at what has occurred until this moment in time before we're able to move forward. And let me explain what I mean by that. You know that when you're about to change something inside of an organization, you almost have to look at the timeline. And I'm not talking about current timeline. I'm talking about looking at all the shit that's happening to the point that you're there. So if you come in and you say, hey, organization A, we need to change some things. Well, before organization A is going to agree to change some stuff, because they've already had some discussions with you, they're going to want to share everything with you. They're going to want to go through the whole whisper sync, if one may say, of everything that has occurred in their timeline. And that's not a bad thing, but it's a weird thing sometimes. And I say this, you know, with up due respect in regards of what the hell's going on, but it can get strange. And I mean strange, not kind of strange, not a little strange, but strange, when we start taking a look at everything that's going on. Because you have to almost know the past before you can go into some of the stuff of the future, because you don't want to get snagged on something that has occurred before or something that was attempted before when you're trying to do some of these changes inside of the organizations. So here's the thing. You know, some people talk about learning teams. Some people talk about operational learning. Some people talk about, you know, just going through the whole sequence of what the freak the past was in regards to some of these organizations. And here's what I will tell you. When you want to take a look around and you want to do some of this stuff, sit with the people that are in the front line. No, listen to me for a moment. Sit with the people that are in the front line. Let them tell you the stories. The good, the bad, the ugly of what has occurred. Because what happens a good chunk of the time is that we tend to forget that the people that are in the front line are the people that see day in and day out what is going on. They see day in and day out what has happened. They see day in and day out if there's been any changes of what they were told in the past. And I know it is hard sometimes to sit there and go, well, is this something we really want to do? Well, it shouldn't be something that you're considering or debating or anything along those lines. It should just be something that's done. And I say this from this one standpoint. Imagine that you have a senior worker inside of that organization. And they tell you every time that there's been an attempt to change something, nothing really changes. But all of a sudden, they go, this time it's different. This time there has been people listening to what we want to do. There's been people listening to the things that we think that are important based on operational learning, based on learning teams, based on whatever versionality of that wording you want to use. How is that going to affect everything? I think it will be what people will deem, quote unquote, a game changer. But if you look at it and go, how do we move forward? That's the way you move forward. It's people have to feel, and it is a feeling thing, that they're being recognized in the stuff that's going on. Because imagine how important it is to them. I've been here as a senior worker. All of a sudden, I have this thought process on how certain things should change. And now you are taking a listen and you are willing to let those things change. Think about how important that would be for me. As an employee, a frontline worker, a person who has been there with a level of seniority of, hey, now it is time for people to listen to what I want, and they're basing it around this other change they're trying to implement. Because in the past, that wasn't the way that it was done. I think it will have a bigger impact opposed to just going in and going, we're going to change this and not listening to anything that has occurred previously. That's just my thought. I mean, what do I know? Just a guy behind a microphone.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.